Turn with me in your Bibles, please, for our second reading to Ezra chapter 2. Ezra chapter 2, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Now these are the children of the province that went up out of the captivity of those which had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away unto Babylon, and came again unto Jerusalem and Judah, every one unto his city, which came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Seraiah, Re'aliah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mizpar, Bigvai, Rehum, Baana, the number of the men of the people of Israel, the children of Parosh, 2,172, the children of Shephatiah, 372, the children of Ara, 775, the children of Pahath Moab, of the children of Jeshua and Joab, 2,812, the children of Elam, 1,254, the children of Zatu, 945, the children of Zakai, 703, the children of Bani, 642, the children of Bebai, 623, the children of Azgad, 1,222, the children of Adonikam, 666, the children of Bigvai, 2,056, the children of Adin, 454, the children of Ater of Hezekiah, 98, the children of Bezai, 323, the children of Jorah, and 112, the children of Hashum, 223, the children of Gibar, 95, the children of Bethlehem, and 123, the children of Netophah, 56, the men of Anathoth, and 128, the children of Azmavet, 42, the children of Kirjath Arim, Kephira, and Beirot, 743. The children of Ramah and Gaba, 621. The men of Michmas, and 122. The men of Bethel and Ai, 223. The children of Nebo, 50 and 2. The children of Magbish, and 156. The children of the other Elam, 1,254. The children of Harim, 320. The children of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 725. The children of Jericho, 345. The children of Sena'ah, 3,630. The priests, the children of Jediah, of the house of Jeshua, 973. The children of Immer, 1,052. The children of Pashur, 1,247. The children of Harim, 1,017. The Levites, the children of Jeshua and Kadmiel, of the children of Hodaviah, 74. The singers, the children of Asaph, and 128. The children of the porters, the children of Shalom, the children of Ater, the children of Talmon, the children of Akub, the children of Hatita, the children of Shobai, in all, and 139. The Nethinims, the children of Ziha, the children of Hasufa, the children of Tabeot, the children of Keros, the children of Siaha, the children of Padan, the children of Lebana, the children of Hagabah, the children of Akub, the children of Hagab, the children of Shalmei, the children of Hanan, the children of Gidel, the children of Gahar, the children of Reiah, the children of Rezin, the children of Nekoda, the children of Gazam, the children of Uzzah, the children of Pasea, the children of Besai, the children of Asna, the children of Mehunim, the children of Nephusim, the children of Bakbuk, the children of Harkufa, the children of Harhur, the children of Bazluth, the children of Mahida, the children of Harsha, the children of Barkus, the children of Sisera, the children of Tama, the children of Neziah, the children of Hatifa, the children of Solomon's servants, the children of Sotai, the children of Soferet, the children of Peruda, the children of Ja'ala, the children of Darkan, the children of Gidel, the children of Shephatiah, the children of Hatil, the children of Pokeret, of Zebaim, the children of Ami, all the Nethinims, and all the children of Solomon's servants were 392. And these were they which went up from Tel Mela, Tel Harsa, Kerub, Adan, and Immer. But they could not show their father's house and their seed, whether they were of Israel. The children of Deliah, the children of Tobiah, the children of Nekoda, 652. And the children of the priests, the children of Habaiah, the children of Koz, the children of Barzillai, which took a wife of the daughters of Barzillai the Gileadite, and was called after their name, these sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore were they as polluted, put from the priesthood. And the Tirshatha said unto them that they should not eat of the most holy things till there stood up a priest with Urim and with Thummim. The whole congregation together was 42,303, beside their servants and their maids, of whom there were 7,337, and there were among them 200 singing men and singing women. Their horses were 736, their mules 245, their camels 435, their asses 6,720. And some of the chief of the fathers, when they came to the house of the Lord which is at Jerusalem, offered freely for the house of God to set it up in his place. They gave after their ability unto the treasure of the work 61,000 drams of gold and 5,000 pounds of silver, and 100 priests' garments. So the priests and the Levites, and some of the people, and the singers, and the porters, and the Nethinims, dwelt in their cities, and all Israel in their cities. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. So when you're in family worship and you come to the genealogies, moving on, right? So, what is the purpose of them? We've talked about this before. We need not belabor it here. What is happening? What is this record that is being kept here all about? The people of Israel are coming back into their land. After 70 years of captivity, there are 42,600 of them. By the way, those of you who are savant among us that were adding those numbers as we read them in the chapter, we'll find that we're about 7,000 short. Okay, about 7,000 short, about 39 or something thousand. But I hope also you saw, while you were adding those up in your minds, if you were, that there were also some with a lot and some with a little. Some numbers up in the 3,000 range for a particular group, and others in the tens, right? And so, what is all of this about? What is this record keeping and why is it so important? Well, it may surprise you to know that your church also keeps a record. We keep what we call a roll. There's that old song, you know, you remember when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. You remember that? You know, and if you were at our presbytery meeting or if you had the opportunity to come to our General Assembly this year, you saw that at the beginning we took a roll. Why did we do that? Why do we take a roll at the beginning? There's two reasons. Number one, we establish who has the rights of voting when we take that roll, and whether or not we have enough of them guys there so that we have what we call a quorum so we can actually do stuff. If we didn't have a quorum, we'd shut down all the business, enjoy the preaching, and then all go home. Right? Thankfully, though, those that are called upon to preach, there are enough of them that make up a quorum, so generally we're going to have that. We're a small group, what can we say? Okay. So, what a listing like this does, what a record like this does, is it keeps track of who's who and who's where. Who's doing what, if they have the authority to do what they're doing. And we saw at the end of this record, and we'll not dive into the numbers and all of the names, but we will dive into the end of it in two different occasions. There was one set of folks that were not able to show their genealogy to be in Israel. Where are they going to live then? They're going to live as strangers on the land because there's no record of them being Israelites. And then there were others who said, honest, we're Levites. But there was no record of that. And so they were not allowed, not only were they not allowed to minister as Levites, but they were not allowed to eat of the holy things that would normally have been provided for the Levites. Not for you. You can't prove you're a Levite. Now, we live in a day and age where such record keeping is rare. It is something that's fallen by the wayside. So horrible is it that Pastor Todd has called up another church when someone of our number wanted to transfer to that church. And I called to speak to the pastor. And I've heard such things on the other end of the line as, why are you calling again? Or something like, you know, you're the first guy that's ever called me like this. Now, I don't say that to blow wind up my pastoral robe here. The point that I'm making is this, that we don't take this kind of record seriously anymore. When we're reading through the book of Acts together, we're going to see as we move forward that there was actually this kind of record keeping even between the churches. That if you showed up in town and you said, hey, I'm a member of such and so church over here, receive me as a believer, as a member, they would say, where's your letter? Where is that record whereby we would know that you have made a credible profession of faith, that you've been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, where we can count you as one of our number? What are the genealogies for in Scripture? They verify that kind of importance in keeping those kinds of records for us. They show that the people of God in their best moments were under the instruction of the prophet, thereby under the instruction of God Himself, concerned about such things. We were talking with one of the elders from our Sheboygan church, and he was lamenting the fact that when they had some folks that left the church, there was not even a contact from the other church regarding a transfer. Hey, we have these people that say they're members of your church here on our doorstep asking for membership. Is everything okay? Not even that courtesy. This is how far we've gotten away from the scriptural ideal of this kind of, if you will, provenance, this kind of record keeping that we have regarding one another, because when we join the church of Jesus Christ, it means something. It means something. It is something that we do not throw off without some kind of confrontation. These guys that could not show their genealogy and could not show their parentage going back to Levi, notice, what did they want? They wanted membership among the people of God. They wanted to belong to God's people. So often today, church membership is treated like the other way around instead. Oh, the church just wants you so much that it doesn't really matter where you came from, what you've done. I don't care if you've made a mess over there. If you can come over here, I know you'll be better. We have an open door policy. Such churches as that, should the Lord protect them, praise His name. But they might be inviting in the dragons in so doing. Remember that the elders of this church, the elders of our denomination, the elders of other like-minded churches, when we press to you the responsibilities and privileges of membership, that we're pressing to you the same kinds of things that are being pressed here in a passage just like this, where there are responsibilities and privileges. The responsibilities are going to be performed. The privileges are desired by these folks. That's why they identify themselves with the people that they do. It is a desirable thing, dear brothers and sisters, to be connected to Jesus Christ by being connected to His church. So that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And again, it is a grievous thing that we've lost that kind of continuity in our age. Okay, so 3 through 19, we have the names of individuals. 20 through 29 and 33 through 35, we have the names of regions or cities. In 36 through 39, we have the priests and then the Levites in 40 through 58. And in 59 through 63, we see where a genealogy could not be determined. Do you see those sections? You notice how Ezra draws all these together. Again, speaking further to organization, to a cataloging, if you will. There are these folks, there are these folks, there are these. It's not just they're all lumped in together. Who are you from? Okay. They are considered according to those various categories, which adds to the level of detail, which adds the importance to what we're talking about here. All right, then in 64 through 70, the end of the chapter, we note that they were small in number, but mighty in service and use in dedication. Well, let me say one thing, I'll tell you what, before we get there, about the Urim and Thummim. Who is the Tirshatha? Anybody remember? That'd be Nehemiah, wouldn't it? That's right. The Tirshatha is Nehemiah. That's an Arabic term which means the governor. Okay, and so they didn't know what to do with those guys that said we're Levites, but we can't prove it. And so these sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore, they were as polluted, put from the priesthood. And then notice they went to the Tirshatha, to the governor, for some kind of, well, what should we do in this matter? How do we provide for them? How do we provide for their maintenance? The Tirshatha said to them that they should not eat of the most holy things until there stood up a priest with Urim and Thummim. And that would be that extraordinary means by which God gave them direction to the right hand or to the left. Okay? And I'm assuming that that's going to be taken up with every particular family. Should there arise a priest with Urim and Thummim? And if one never rises up, how are those guys going to be maintained then? They have to get a job. They have to start working for their maintenance rather than to eat of the holy things. That's the implication there. Okay, so note how closely, even at saying to some folks, you don't have your genealogy, you've got to go to work. Notice how seriously they took these things, okay? All right, so now we come to the final portion. Small in number, but mighty in service and in dedication. They took to their places and they set to the work. The disparity of the numbers is no real difficulty. If you added up 39-something thousand, and yet Ezra says there were 46-something thousand, about a 7,000 difference. Of course, there are some that have said, oh, well, that, you know, it's scribal error. Kyle and Derek, scribal error. J.P. Lang in his commentary, maybe scribal error, maybe not. This is the difficulty that we have when we take the standards and paradigms and policies of 21st century numbering back into the ancient Near East. They did not keep that kind of total in the same way that we keep it. They counted up all of those that were perhaps men of note, men of renown. Maybe they didn't count the children, maybe they did. Maybe they didn't count some of the servants, maybe they did. Maybe they didn't count some 7,000 Babylonians that said, we want to become adherents to the Lord God of heaven that came back with them. There are all kinds of ways. And this is, I guess it reveals more about our approach to the Scripture than it does anything else, right? Whenever you see some kind of numeric disparity is this. Now, there may be some places where we're left scratching our heads and say, I don't know. This is an apparent discrepancy. That's okay. There may be places like that. But should we not approach the Bible with an eye to an understanding that God is able not only to inspire and direct, but to preserve His Word? Should we not approach the Bible like that? Is that not the believing way to approach the Scripture? Rather than simply to throw up our hands at first blush and say, oh, God didn't preserve it. There's a scribal error here. But it's okay because it's only in numbers. And we hear that all the time from scholars. I say that scholars that go to that as their first blush have been drinking too deeply at the scholar's well and not deeply enough at the faith well. Okay? All right. Well, thus ends the reading then of Ezra chapter 2. Let's